How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hey, what's going on, friends? My podcast every day is broken up into two parts on the free platform. The first part, Act 1, is right now. When it's all done, go right on over to Act 2 to get the second half of the podcast. Thank you so much for checking out my show. Uh-oh, bad habits are starting for your old pal EZ with these late start times. That is not okay. My apologies, and I will do better tomorrow. Welcome into the Eric Zane Show podcast, a daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures from right here in the Impact Power Sports studio. Impact Power Sports, a fantastic place if you're up for a ATV, UTV, side-by-side, maybe a Yamaha golf cart. They have those. Holy cow. Over at Impact Power Sports, online at impactpowersportsmi.com. They are in Rockford, Michigan, and oh so easy to find. They're kind of like in the middle of nowhere. It's a beacon of awesomeness in the middle of nowhere. And you pull in there, and you're like, yeah, let's do this. Financing is available. They also have a fantastic pro shop. Not pro shop, that's for golf. A fantastic place to go ahead and get your stuff repaired in case there's any issues with the stuff that you already have. That's how they roll at Impact Power Sports. Amy says, Big Fraud Wednesday tonight. Start time, 6:37 p.m. Big Fraud Wednesday with Who Are These Free Beers? And also the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Now, this show, Who Are These Free Beers, continues to be a point of contention. Recently, I was talking about, you know, being that I review the show, and if there is something news-wise on the show, I'm going to talk about it. And one of the underlying stories for a long time has been how that is where love goes to die. With now 5 divorces and 3 long-term relationships destroyed. So that's interesting. And whenever it's talked about on the show, of course I'm going to talk about it. I review their show. That's part of what I do on this show. For the past year and a half, we have been reviewing their show regularly. Get over it. It's not the end of the world. And a lot of people have a lot of fun listening to it and joining in on the fun. So, I don't know. This is maybe 2 weeks ago. I barely remember it. There was somebody who was pissed off at me about something. And it was it had to do with the post that I made about, what do you call it? She's Maitland. Her relationship went up in smoke. She'd been with a guy for like a decade or something like that. And she announced on the show, hey, I'm single and ready to mingle. So my joke was, you could hear Greg allegedly under his breath say jackpot when she made the announcement. By the way, today's Who Are These Free Beers show will feature several clips of Free Beer being creepy to Maitland. It's gross. It's so bad. There's one clip when he actually asks her, how long do you have to be with a guy before you jam your finger up his ass? Now, she's as old as my daughter. I cannot imagine saying that to anyone, let alone someone that is old enough to be his child. How long do you stick your finger up a guy's ass? What the fuck? She rolled with it pretty good, though. She said more than 9 years, because that's how long she was dating Jordan Bailey from Bailey Excavating in Jackson, Michigan. And he owns that, by the way. So that's actually a pretty good line. I give her credit for that one, but that's just fucking sick. He made it seem like everybody does it. I don't know that they do. And I don't want to know if they do. It's supposed to be a fucking funny show, not an uncomfortable show, you fucking idiot. The guy has no ability to read the room. So I made that post, and this guy, Scott Buckholz, has really got it out for me. And he's not happy. He decided to post this here. I'll show you. He eventually said he wants me to get shot in the face. Like he says, I want you to take a bullet to the face. I hope you get shot in the face. Now, I reported him with that comment. That's what I always do. I always try to get these people worked up and then report them. And then they get like a Facebook ticket. I want to warn you, what I did to this guy, some of you are going to be like, oh, easy. But trust me, this is how you handle these idiots. It's a creative, non-traditional way of handling an asshole. So just hang with me here. Scott wrote, I don't understand why you even care to divulge this irrelevant information. We all know you hate these guys. So I usually handle these people like this, because you get that. Why do you care? Why do you care? And I already explained why I care. I do care because I need these moments for something to talk about whenever we do Who Are These Free Beers? And then you get a lot of people say, easy, that's all you talking about. That's bullshit. And anybody who knows my show knows that that's bullshit. I wrote, I too don't understand. I don't understand why you're here telling me you don't understand. Thanks, though. Go fuck yourself. His comment when he told me he wants me to get shot, I wrote, reported, I will not be harassed. This is so mean and toxic, which is something I would never say. So I reported it. Facebook got rid of the comment. And I think that he just heard about it the other day because he responded yesterday. He then goes on to call me a pussy-ass bitch. And then I said, Scott, this should settle you down. And I showed his LinkedIn profile. Where this is the guy that I tried to make a free market solution. Because I sent all this shit to the HR of his boss over at Metro Health. And they said, yeah, we can't do anything about him. And they said, he's doing that in his own personal time. We understand you're doing a free market solution, but unless he invokes our name, he's not doing anything wrong. And I said, and they said, while we don't agree with him saying that he wants you to get shot in the face, we cannot do anything about this. I said, all right, no problem. I said, I'll handle it some other way. Last night, out of the blue, I get a message on Facebook, and it's from this dude, and I'm guessing he got word from Facebook about harassing me. Because he writes, I hope you rot in hell, Mr. Harassment. So lame, can't even take shit dish to your face that resembles what you promote on your page regularly. I don't know. I'll be spending the rest of my year slandering your name as Grand Rapids' trashiest podcast. Hope a puck hits you square in the face. Okay. I wrote, I'm easy to find. Say it to my face. He wrote, why? So you can get an assault charge? And I said, no, I want to see if you will say it to my face. I don't even remember why you're so upset, LOL. And at the time when I was reading this, I had forgotten. I knew that because I've always got some types of little dust-ups going all over the place. There's always like 5 to 10 of these always going on. I'm in constant battles with people. I live for this. I'm easy to find, say it to my face. So you want an assault charge? No, I want to see if you'll say it to my face. I don't even remember why you're so upset, LOL. I get messages like this daily. Catch me up as to what went down. I say crazy shit every day, so it could be one of about a million things. He's still pissed. He writes, says a lot about your true character. So I realized, okay, yeah, he's not going to back down. So I decided I got to be creative about getting this guy to turn his aggression off. And I was successful doing that. Now, some of you might not like the unorthodox way I did this, and you might go, oh, Eric. But trust me, this is fucking great. I eventually get him to apologize to me and wish me nothing but the best. I wrote, look, I don't know what this is about, but please accept this picture of my two dogs. So you soften them up with the pictures of the dogs. There's Brucey Boy and Darla May. Then I wrote this. I even had some guy telling me he's glad that I was just diagnosed with cancer. No, I don't have cancer. But I knew if I wrote that, I'm rolling the dice to get a satisfactory response. Now, what I mean by a satisfactory response, then I'll have him off balance. Floyd Mayweather, when he would fight, this is how he'd do this. He'd get the guy moving, he'd tangle up his feet, and the next thing you know, that's the end of the fight. Now, I'm betting that I can tangle up his feet with just that comment. I even had some guy telling me he's glad I was just diagnosed with cancer. Because in my mind, he doesn't have any idea what's going on in my show. He doesn't listen. So now, what's going on? I will accept your dog pick. As for your diagnosis, that I am very sorry you're dealing with. Honestly, I was irritated with the content you spread about ripping on the Freebird Hot Wing show. Well, no shit. Not because I praise them or anything. It's been many years since you were on there. See, this is that whole argument. People think that I can't make fun of them because it was 9 years ago that I was on that show. Well, no shit. That's not why I'm doing it, idiot. I'm doing it because it's a pile of shit show and it's fun to make fun of. Fuck off. But I got him reeling now. So stay with me here. Stay with me. I had seen you as better than them since your departure, but the years of randomly attacking them was getting old. Then when I mentioned something about it, you ripped into me and reported me for harassment. Now that is not true. He didn't mention something about it. He mentioned something about it and said he wants me to get shot in the face. That's when I reported him for harassment. So he's looking at this through revisionist history. When all I did was tell you that you were better than that and bad-mouthing your old morning show. I got salty. I digress. And you informing me about your cancer diagnosis. I have a very soft spot for cancer patients, as many of my family members, including my little sister, has cancer. It began as a little fun. It got out of hand. I also apologize for kind of sparking this need for this conversation. I truly wish you all the luck to beat that shit. No one deserves that type of molecular torture. Before I reveal the end of this conversation, or if I did at all, did I say, A, no problem. Let bygones be bygones. Did I say, B, it's actually stage 5 and I'm dying right now? Or did I tell him to go fuck himself? Cast your votes now. I said, I don't have cancer, you dumb fuck. I was just trying to get you to spill your guts. Go fuck yourself, LOL. He writes, only a true evil pile of shit would do something like what you did. Okay, now this is the guy who told me he wants me to get shot in the face. So before any of you get all fucking antsy about this, this guy started. This is a horrible individual. So I've completely manipulated this fucking butt fuck to my liking. And by the way, he wrote that soliloquy at 6:28 a.m. and I called him a dumb fuck and that I don't have cancer at 9 a.m. Someone such as yourself that you clearly point out in your last statement that you get your nut off by preying on human emotions. That is clearly a clear definition of borderline personality, narcissistic, bloodthirst pile of shit. I divorced a pile of shit just as yourself. I know you will rot in hell as they have a special place for asshats such as yourself. In the end, your projection of hatred for the Freebird Owing Show is only a mirrored image of who you are as a person. You're not calling Freebeer a narcissist. You're simply pointing one finger while three fingers point at the true pile of shit. I truly hope a hockey puck does knock every tooth out of your snot-nosed, monster-ass, nose-ass face. I wrote, LOLOLOLOLOLOLOLOL. And then this laughy face. And then I wrote, silver lining, if I really do catch it, you won't have to feel bad. LOLOLOLOLOL. Oh, my God. What a fucking mutilation that was. Now, I understand some of you aren't going to like that. But I think that was great. Molly says, don't fucking joke about cancer, damn it. No. That is nonsense. Everything is on the table here, okay? On this show, and you know that. You've been with me long enough to know that this is a safe space to say whatever the fuck you want. It's okay. So, you know, I understand. I mean, people do get cancer, I understand. But this is probably one of the best cancer jokes that has ever graced this planet. And it wasn't even a joke. I just told him I had cancer, and he did all the joking for me. The point was to get that guy moving. And boy, did I. So it's okay. It's going to be okay. Jeremy says this guy sounds like a real gem. Isn't the pick to the face another harassment charge? Puck, you mean? Yeah, you know, I mean, but at the end of the day, all I wanted to do by reporting him to Facebook was to get him talking. And this long con has gone on for a week. And I think it culminated because after I responded with the laughy emojis after another fucking book he wrote me, I haven't heard from him. And I titled this podcast, The Trolling of Scott Buchholz. This is a true definition of a keyboard warrior. Think about that. I told him I have cancer. He said sorry and all that shit. And then he waited 2.5 hours feeling bad for me. Think about that. That is fucking great. And then off the top rope, I dropped the big elbow on him and got him all wound up again. This is fucking awesome. Let's see. Cole says, oh shit, to when I told him I have cancer. It began as a little fun. Sir, you said you wanted EZ to eat a bullet. Yeah, that's not fun. Matt says, definitely the dickhead double down. Patrick's laughing. Chris says this is a masterclass in trolling. Patrick says, I love how you handle your business, EZ. Kenny's still hanging on to the joke from 2 weeks ago. He probably compliments random women online about their smiles. What a weirdo. Stevie says, ha, 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 great. Rich says the easy motto, you go low, I go lower. Logan says this is gold. Molly says, I know you're joking, but still, LOL. No, no. Cancer jokes are the funniest jokes. But Kenny is like, every comment he makes is about that smile thing. This is as bad as when Joe Martinez keeps talking about Michigan like five stories previously. What's going on in your noggin today? Almost every comment you made still has to do with that. Congrats. Now I don't want to make fun of this guy, and I want to make fun of you. Shut up. Aram says, that's why you don't mess with EZ. He doesn't have a conscience. Yeah, look at this. I'm going back on Kenny. Let's see. Yeah, Matt Peake. That depends on a smile. Yeah. Next comment. He probably compliments random women online about their smiles. Yeah. Short time later. This is a safe space unless you want to compliment someone's smile. Is something going wrong? Why are you... Did you go into a fucking home of the Whopper time machine? With the 35 pounds you gained on Thanksgiving week, are we also going back to not only your previous weight from 4 months ago, but your jokes from then too? The fuck is wrong with you? I mean, yesterday, like half an hour after we're done talking about the Michigan game, or maybe it was Monday, Joe Martinez is still going, ay, 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 we about to no one senior. And everyone's like, yeah, we get it. We get it. We get it. At least he was talking about something from 2 days earlier. Fucking idiot. Well, anyway, that is what happened to our pal Scott Buckholz. Poor guy. This is Scott here. I think he's the one with the glasses. I don't know these cats he's hanging out with. Look like they're having a good time. He even posted on his Facebook page, Eric Zane is a wannabe podcast host that can't take what he shills out behind people's back, but when it gets brought straight, it's harassment. What a goddamn loser who can't take it. Oh, my God. Oh, shit. What are you doing wasting your time on me? You got this sweet little lady you can take care of. All right? Which, by the way, you've definitely outkicked the coverage. So quit fucking around with me and go be a doting significant other. All right? I don't know who this is. This might be the loved one who's sick or something like that. I don't know. But here he is with his kid. Nice kid. All right, great. So knock it off. Jesus Christ. Sorry about your sister. And no, I don't have cancer. Chris says that is his sister. Well, I hope she's okay. Chris says he allegedly touches that kid. Well, you may allege that, but I don't. I don't believe that at all. That's a horrible thing to say. Joe Martinez makes his presence felt by saying, "Go Blue," gives me the finger, and says, "Michigan rocks." I cannot disagree with Michigan. All right. Chris says, no, that was a joke about his sister. Oh, okay, sorry. Aram says, I'm coming around on Kenny's smile jokes. They are good callbacks. Well, right. I would say that that is a good callback, but every comment, I mean, that's like kind of like me telling the same joke over and over again. You'd kind of, you'd get wore out on it, you know? Kenny's going to be okay. He says he's medicated, and that's why he's doing that. Joe says Connor Stallions is coming back after Michigan cheated on Saturday. I don't know what you mean by that. And Harbaugh got suspended. What was going on here? Is this like a time warp? All right. I don't even know who Michigan is playing in their bowl game. Have they decided that yet? Has that even come out? I mean, honestly, that was Michigan's national championship, what happened against Ohio State. It was fantastic. All right. Aram says, Eric does the same thing by apparently only talking about Freebird and Hot Wings 2 hours a day. God. All right. Welcome in. So glad you're here. Sorry I was late. I got to have at least one day this week where I am on time. That goal has been set for tomorrow on this show. Thank you for your patience. But we have a full day of podcasting today. Today started out a little wonky for your old pal EZ, and this is what I mean by that. During the Insane Asylum show, I set aside time to make sure I can take the dogs out to go potty. And usually sometime in the 9 o'clock hour is good. So I've got like a nice 15-minute swath of time where the songs are all going to run in order and I don't have to do anything. So it's been snowing here every fucking day for the past 10 days. Hat on, gloves, winter coat, boots. And I love these boots. They're so goddamn warm. And these are the type of boots that I think they were made from like winter tires because there's like all these sipes and canals where the bottom of the shoe, and it's like you can grip on ice. It's like walking around in a winter tire. And they're really thick soled and they're warm and they're awesome and it's so great. And I'm outside and I got three dogs, and immediately Darla drops a soft one. And it's quite a pile. And at about that time, the dogs kind of get like mixed up together and their leashes are running together. And I have to kind of sort this out. And it's windy and super cold. And then the next thing I know, my foot slides. And I'm like, well, that's weird. Because leading all the way up to that spot in the lawn, my foot wasn't sliding at all. That's because I'm on the shit, okay? And it was a nice pile. It looked like the actual shit emoji. And now it's, wow, what a smear job. I mean, this will be here in June. And it was just immediately smashed into oblivion. And remember how I told you about how deep rubber tread? It's in there. I mean, it's a better option at this point to take off the boot and throw it in the garbage. It's never coming out. I'm like, oh, fuck. So the dogs are looking at me like, hey, come on, it's cold. Let's go in, asshole. And I'm dragging the foot on the snow. And with every step, every foot drag, there's like another brown patch. Looks like the inside of the NFK suit pants. And I'm like, holy shit, this is rough. And it's so bad. It smashed it and came out on the sides and curled up onto the side of the boot. Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com, and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
So I'm like trying to roll my ankle with the inside of the boot down and then the outside of it down. It's so bad. Matt says, did you shuffle through it like you were crossing the ice rink? Absolutely, like up the lawn. So there's a brown streak all the way up the lawn off of the boot. Holy shit. Get inside, stayed right on that mat, and took everything off. Just left them there. Fuck. Good thing I was able to fuck with that guy with the cancer jokes, because this would have been a bad morning otherwise. All right, so that was kind of like part of my day. But they're sleeping peacefully now. I suspect no issues whatsoever. Joe Martinez says, probably going to play in the Music City Bowl. Joe says, cancer is not funny. Cancer is hysterical if it's a well-placed joke. Everything is funny on this show. I can make anything funny. By the way, with Michigan, I'm now a believer, by the way. All right? I am on board with Michigan. I'm not going to say that I'm going to sit there and buy Michigan gear or anything like that. But let's put it this way. Where I live, I gave Sparty a chance. And the fact that on their last game of the year at home against Rutgers, a chance to win and go to a bowl game, and they fucked that shit up. I mean, come on. How embarrassing is that? And all the shit, all the maligning of Michigan because they lost 5 games this year. None of that matters anymore. Nothing matters because of what happened, what they did to Ohio State in their barn to beat their ass on national TV. And, I mean, they pretty much spoiled the season for them. I haven't looked at the football playoffs yet, but I would guess that Ohio State did make the football playoffs. Okay. But they're dead. They have no shot. Not after that. Come on now. And if you're a Michigan fan, this is great. Here you are, a year removed from the national championship. You didn't really get any replacement players to the ones that left. And you still beat Ohio State. And you've got great players coming in. Truth be told, I never was anti-Michigan. I've only been aggressive towards loudmouth, dickhead Michigan fans like Joe. Joe Martinez says Ohio State did make it in. They're the 7th or 8th. They will probably play Tennessee in the first round. I like Tennessee. All right. I want a team that's not Oregon to win it. Okay? I want a team that's like the 12th seeded team to win it. All right. Thank you if you're paying attention to this show on Facebook or YouTube. I'm going to let you go, though. The rest of the show is on Twitch. You can find me at twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live or download the Twitch app and search Eric Zane Live. I also have a Patreon where I put new content out every single day. We had an outstanding Patreon bonus yesterday. It was an afternoon drive Patreon bonus, which featured me retelling how fantastic the Eric Zane Show podcast anti-bullying love bucket, virtual love bucket, can change life for high school kids or middle school kids or any school kids. I have systematically ended bullying in school. You can get my Patreon for 7 days free. patreon.com/Eric Zane. It's fantastic. patreon.com/Eric Zane. Sign up for 7 days free. Today, you can be part of a Big Fraud Wednesday, where if you sign up for free, 7 days, you can watch the show live when we do Who Are These Free Beers, segue right into the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox if you want to say hi. Eric@ericzaneshow.com, or send me a message through Messenger on the Shoreliner Striping Facebook Messenger app. That's where my pal, what's his name? Something Buckholz. Did I say Scott? Scott Buckholz reached out to me. You can too. All right. So I'm going to let you folks go on YouTube and Facebook. Thank you very much for being here. Facebook and Twitch brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Welcome back to Green Medicine Shop. Green Medicine Shop is a cannabis dispensary in Greenville, Michigan. They're one of the few dispensaries in Michigan that was not allowed to sell 21 and up adult use rec cannabis. The locals there put the kibosh on that and said, no, you can only sell medicinal. And so that meant you had to have a green card, not a green card, a cannabis license. Green card is something entirely different. Joe Martinez knows about that. The med card allows people to get their cannabis from places like Green Medicine Shop. There are advantages to having that and getting medicinal marijuana. It's not taxed like rec is. And you can get it if you're under 21 with a med card. Now, that's all still in place at Green Medicine Shop in Greenville, Michigan. But they now sell adult use because they have obtained their rec license. Just happened in October. They now sell to anyone 21 and up, as well as those under 21 with a med card. So they're just adding to what they already were doing. This is the only cannabis store in Greenville or the surrounding areas. If you are in that area, or maybe you just want to take the trip to beautiful Greenville, Michigan, because they are a sponsor of this show, please do that and let them know that you heard about their amazing shop on the Eric Zane Show podcast. They're located on Highway 91, just north of downtown Greenville. Greenville is not that big. You can find them. They're open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Go get your cannabis and then go visit one of the nice restaurants in that quaint little nice place of downtown Greenville. It's actually quite spectacular down there. I love it. Cannabis sales end at 8:45 p.m. due to city law. The website is thegreenmedicineshop.com. Links to their online medical and recreational menus, which do have order ahead options available. There is also a professionally trained staff and a pharmacist on site to help you choose the best option for your individual needs. That is Green Medicine Shop, found online at thegreenmedicineshop.com. It's a great time to be an enjoyer of cannabis. So says your pal EZ. Thank you to Frank Fuss. Frank is a licensed independent insurance agent slash broker. Here's what he specializes in. Healthcare through healthcare.gov. People that utilize that are people like me. Business owners, self-employed, or perhaps you're in between jobs, or maybe your employer does not offer insurance. You can do this, by the way. If through your job, you have health care, but you don't. Your wife is like, I don't like the policy through your boss. It stinks. I want a different policy. You can do that now. You can get a policy through healthcare.gov. Frank will help you navigate all of that, and it's free. His services, his time, all free. Doesn't cost you a dime. He gets paid by the insurance companies. Reach out to him. The website is buyinsurancehere.com, BUYinsurancehere.com. He's also the authority on Medicare and Social Security planning. If that's you or someone you know or love, contact Frank. That's for you old bastards or people who like get your legs cut off. Or maybe go through a cancer diagnosis and they can't work anymore. Frank is also the expert on life insurance policies. Thank you to King's Room Barbershop. You can find them at kingsroom.net. I need to get over there, man. Three locations, Northland Drive, Caledonia, and at 821 36th Street, next to what was the Costume Room. I guess they went belly up. Go to kingsroom.net for exact directions, locations, schedules, and times, and hours, and all that stuff. Haircuts for more than 50 years for a king or chicks who like short hair. I'm saying hello to Werner Roofing while I'm at it. W-E-R-N-E-R, roofing.com. Maybe you got water running through yours because you've neglected it. And you need some repairs, or maybe a whole new roof. Werner Roofing can help. They put a new roof on the Eric Zane Show podcast household. And they can do the same for you. WERNERroofing.com. They are the best. I want you to reach out to them. When you go to WernerRoofing.com, there'll be a form that opens up, and you just put in your info there. They'll contact you in a handful of hours to get you set up with everything you need. Believe it or not, there's a lot that you can do to fix your roof even during the winter if something goes wrong. They also specialize in metal roofs, siding, and gutters. And if you get an estimate now, that's fine. You can take them up on it in the spring. Joe Martinez says, I might have to look into these products medicinally. Are you okay? Is there something you're telling me? I'm a little concerned with some of the comments you've made recently. Maybe if you maybe text me, or unless you feel comfortable, you can drop the hammer. Or maybe not, if it's real heavy. I don't know. I'm a little bit worried about you, you know. As much as you're a stupid cocksucker, I'm very much not want anything bad to happen to you. I love you dearly. I love my Mexican brother. Maureen says, me too, Joe. I'm worried about you. Linda is probably going to write, I am not worried. I'm kidding. I sound like free beer. Oh, by the way, boy, do I have a clip for you. Excuse me. Jeremy hooked me up, man. Subject line, possibly one of the biggest free beer moments ever, according to Jeremy. Free beer had a great burn during the segment 17 segment on the live show that they had last week. He says, I actually chuckled. Now, I listened to this clip, and I laughed, too. I laugh with a laugh like, oh, my God. That was the laugh that I laughed with. It was one of those. Then Jeremy writes, and then he ruined it. Okay, so here that is. I guess a guy is going to walk up and interact with Free Beer live to the audience. And this is the segment 17 segment. So it's not actually on the radio. It's added on to the what they post as a podcast. And what they post is not a podcast. It's just their show online. But they add this clip in there.
All right. Sir, what's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
I noticed your hat's on backwards. You're not a catcher, so you must be an asshole.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding. I don't mind hat backwards.
What? You just got that awesome pop from the crowd. I mean, I listened to that show twice. There were not many of those moments. You just got that. That's not the time to say, I'm just kidding. That's the time to say an even better joke after. That's a good joke. Kenny misses the point. Who gives a F about someone wearing a hat backwards, though? No, no, no. That's not the funny part. You're commenting on the wrong part. That's a good joke. I need to hear that again.
All right. Sir, what's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
I noticed your hat's on backwards. You're not a catcher, so you must be an asshole.
Jesus.
I'm just kidding. I don't mind hat backwards.
I'm just kidding. I don't mind hat backwards. I'm just kidding. I don't mind hat backwards. Rich says, Kenny should have mentioned how pretty his smile was. Yeah, what are you doing, Kenny? You're supposed to make a smile joke. I mean, you've got like 7 or 8 under your belt. You might as well drop some more smile jokes on us. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? Do it. Go for it. Come on now. I'm just kidding. I don't mind hat backwards guy.
All right. Sir, what's your name?
Chris.
Hi, Chris. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
I noticed your hat's on backwards. You're not a catcher, so you must be an asshole.
Jesus.
That was so quick. He just came up with it just like that. That was sharp. He gets the laughs. He gets the, oh, my God. He gets the laughs from the crowd.
I'm just kidding. I don't mind hat backwards. All right.
Asshole. Come on, man. Linda says, nope. I'm not sure what she's saying nope to. I think she's saying nope to Linda only when I said Linda wants the best for Joe Martinez's health. Linda wants Joe Martinez healthy and happy and is really not that hateful. She wrote nope, so that means she disagrees with it, I guess. Joe Martinez says, who cares what you think to Linda? Maureen says, just concerned since your surgery. Joe Martinez says, Tuesdays are the roughest so far. The treatment is a little rough, but I get nice, pretty young ladies playing with my penis. Oh, my God. Linda says, that's not what you said. All right. Unbelievable. Well, as always, a fantastic crowd here. Kenny writes to Joe, I'm curious if they have pretty smiles or not, but I don't know how to ask because Eric will bitch about it. Look, I already explained it to you. It's a good joke, but it's like everything you said, it was like one after the other. It's like, oh, I got to say it again. It was funny. And you haven't said it for days. So then all of a sudden, out of the blue, I mean, you get what I'm saying? I mean, a callback is one thing, but every time you type, you're like, hey, man, I got to get some attention. I got to get some attention. I need some. Aram is encouraging Kenny. He says, go with what works, Kenny. Don't listen to him. I think you two need your own podcast. I really do. Now, that would be funny. Kenny says, well, I could be talking about free beer nonstop, but I'm not. Oh, you see, now they're turning on me. Totally turning on me, throwing me under the bus. Oh, my God. All right. No, Kenny is not. He does not care for the show. Who are these free beers? Because he's like, I don't like his voice. It hurts my feelings or something like that. I don't know what the fuck he's talking about. When have I ever talked about Kenny and even knew what the fuck he was talking about? Typically, it's all convoluted and fucked up. Kenny says, I fucking hate how much Freebird and Hot Wings is discussed here, but I don't mention it because you'll get mad. Well, you see, it's interesting because, but by you mentioning that, you've mentioned it. You'd have been better off not mentioning it. Aram says, Eric wants people to chat only when people say what he wants them to say. All right. So we are breaking it down. Very good. I get where you're coming from. All right. Let us move on. Eminem's mother is dead. This is Eminem's mother in 2005. This is the lady who made the spaghetti. I think she was in her 60s. And this is the face of a woman in her 40s at the time. Maybe 50s. I don't know. I'm intimidated by that. She looks like she'd kick your ass. Jeremy says she looks like Steven Tyler. I think she had a rough life. Her name was Debbie. And then I think in one of his songs, didn't he say, "Fuck you, Debbie"? She died at age 69, I believe. So she was in her late 40s. Yeah, I think that he started to get famous, I think he started like writing songs and the lyrics were really mean to his mom. I think he wrote a song called "Go Fuck Yourself, Mom." And "My Mom's a Fucking Crazy Bitch." And shit like that. I think he went hard on her. Rebecca says, "Yeah, living on 8 Mile is rough." I'm getting comments like Rich says, "It looks like Steven Tyler mixed with Cher." Steven Tyler, Cher, and my old program director, redheaded bitch lips, Lori Bennett. Showbro Michael says he wrote a song called "Headlights" a few years ago, forgiving her. Well, I'm curious about what she did to him. What did Eminem's, a lot of people have searched this, mom do to him when he was a child? Okay. In a lot of songs, you hear that she fed him benzos. I don't know what that is. This person wrote, "Debbie had Munchausen by proxy. It means she was a hypochondriac on the behalf of Marshall. She thought Marshall was constantly sick." God, wasn't there a story in the news? Wasn't there a story where that exact same thing happened, but it was a girl, and then everybody thought she was retarded, and then she ended up killing her mom, and what was her name again? The kid's name? I remember this. Then she just got out of prison. Mom would also take a lot of pills. She told him she wished Marshall died instead of Ronnie. You don't make up something so extreme in a song, even if it's about someone you hate. That's what I understood by reading interviews and excerpts of her book and such. This person says that's not what Munchausen by proxy is. It's when a caregiver makes the person in their care sick intentionally. The reason for this could be to gain attention from people. It's not hypochondria. All right. Well, you get the idea. This is all fucked up shit. I guess Eminem mentions Munchausen by proxy in a few songs. So I don't know. I guess I'm not entirely sure what mom did, but I don't think... I see people are saying Gypsy Rose, and I don't know why they're writing that. Why are people writing? Isn't that a song by Cinderella? I'm thoroughly confused. Gypsy Rose, Gypsy Rose, Gypsy Rose Blanche. Oh, that's the name of the chick who killed her mother's shit. God damn. I was thinking it was the Cinderella song. My gypsy rose can't take me hose. Chris says she made him eat shitty spaghetti. Isn't there a restaurant called Mom's Spaghetti? Is Eminem, I mean, if he were real, he'd put the word dead in front of Mom's on the sign of the restaurant. I think he slowly but surely was trying to mend the fence with her, but I mean, come on now. When you look back on it, if your mom fucks you up when you're young, when she eventually kicks the bucket like she just did, you're never going back, okay? In a lot of ways, though, he can thank his mother. Because all that fucked up shit that this crazy bitch did to him, that made him the man that he is. And I guess he's like a doting dad and soon-to-be grandpa, is Eminem. I want to look into my crystal ball, and because Eminem has been like the same type of performer since he started, you know? I mean, if you were to go back 30 years, Eminem to Eminem now, I mean, he's kept it real. It's the same act. Bob Ritchie, Kid Rock, by comparison, because he's from Michigan, started out in rap. Now he's whatever he is now. He's changed how he presents, you know? So it's kind of like he's gotten older and changed his musical style, but Eminem has not. I want to live in a world where Eminem is like 92 and still rapping. Like the same fuck you songs. I mean, that's to me the definition of keeping it real. In fact, if he's keeping it real now, Eminem in his 50s, he should go on a tour called the I'm Glad My Mom's Dead Tour. All right, that is Act 1 of the podcast. Act 2 is available right after this one. Go check it out. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.